Up next, Ron Rosedale meets with Think Tank members. Ron Rosedale is a Denver medical doctor who's one of the world's leading experts in using nutritional approaches to prevent and often reverse chronic health problems such as diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. Ron's new book is The Rosedale Diet. The website for his Denver clinic is therosedalediet.com. He volunteered to lead the summer study sessions to reach people on limited incomes who want to educate themselves and their community about healthy lifestyle choices. We begin with the Boulder Nutrition Think Tank members introducing themselves to Dr. Rosedale.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ron Rosedale. Nice to meet all of you. I think to start, I'm going to use this session partly for education, but also to educate myself. I'd like to become educated about all of you, your backgrounds, and what you'd like to accomplish a little bit from all of this, both individually and maybe further than that. So my background, most of you are probably aware, I'm a physician who deals in metabolic diseases and the metabolic diseases of aging and actually aging itself. One of my large interests over the last couple of decades has been the biology of aging, and I got into diabetes as a model for accelerated aging and came to the conclusion cardiovascular disease or osteoporosis or any of the so-called diseases of aging, you really had to intervene in the underlying disease, which really is the aging process. And in the last decade or so, it's really been recognized that aging is a disease that can be modified, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. And that is really ultimately what we will be trying to accomplish, ostensibly to improve a person's weight. We want to get optimal weight. A person wants to lose weight. They really mean they want to lose fat. That really means they have to burn that fat, and that really means that we're going to be intervening in the aging process. So we'll be talking about that. But first of all, I'd like to kind of pass this around and find out each of your backgrounds.
My name is Rose Brave Cooney. I work at the Native American Rights Fund here in Boulder. I've worked there for 24 of the years that I've been in Colorado. I've been in Colorado about 27 years. I have children. I have grandchildren. And I come from the Ogallala Lakota Nation in Pine Ridge, South Dakota. And I would like, my goal is to be able to get off of cholesterol and heart medication. I take medication for high cholesterol and triglycerides, and I've been taking it for about 4 years, and I would really like to be able to discontinue that by diet, if I can.
That will be easy.
Okay, that's my goal.
That's one of the easier goals. Very, very accomplishable.
So, Rose, what about for the community?
I definitely would like to see our Native American community control the diabetes problem that we have.
And do you have any ideas as to how that might be done?
Well, through diet, I think, is the main thing, and learning how to...
As far as implementing that? Would there be any
Probably educating people on how to cook and proper foods to eat.
Proper education.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. My name is Pilar Aguilar, and I am from Mexico. I have 4 children, and there is diabetes in both sides of my family. And 2 of my aunts died. They got very ill. They got blind, and then they died. I was trying to get in a group study that was helping people prevent diabetes, and they told me that I wouldn't qualify for the group because my glucose level was, it was a big number, 200 and some. And they sent me to see my doctor. And I got very worried because I have seen my mother struggling with illnesses and my other relatives. And I really would like to make a change in the way I eat and also the way I prepare meals for my family. And I have been working here at the Family Learning Center for 18 years. And I really would like to find out how we can modify what we eat or our diets so that we can be healthier. I think that back in my mind, there's always that worry about getting diabetes, and it's scary.
When you say we, which we are you referring to?
I don't remember what I said. I'm sorry.
All right.
The way we eat, when I said the way we eat.
The way we eat, and we would like to find a way to get better and healthier.
Yes, I think that probably most of the families that I work with, they have the same cooking style that I do and that my mother had before she had diabetes. And I think that changing the way we eat, I'm talking about the families that I work with. I am the parent outreach coordinator here at the Family Learning Center. And I think that educating ourselves, as Rose said, I think that's a very important part. That's something that I don't have. I don't have a lot of information about foods and
what they contain. Well, that's certainly one of the things we want to accomplish with this meeting group.
Mm-hmm. And there's another thing that I'm taking medication for depression, and I also learned that by changing my diet that I can help.
Right.
My depression, so I know that I need to make a lot of changes.
I'm
taking, no, I don't mind. I'm taking Trilepto. There's a new medication that I'm taking, and I forgot the name. I don't remember it.
Okay.
And there's another one, Wellbutrin.
Those two. Okay.
Yeah. So I was diagnosed with bipolar.
So I'm Shelley, and I always think that there's ways a person could be healthier, so I'd love to explore ways to be healthier. And in terms of my goals, it's to have some bits and pieces of things that I've been kind of letting slide be more in the forefront, to see how it improves my outlook, my energy, aches and pains, headaches, you know, all those kind of things. And additionally, the reason that I'm very grateful everyone's here is because I think that there are things happening in the healthcare system that just aren't fair in terms of people being able to get good information about what they can do for themselves to help themselves and their community. So I'm just very grateful that this group is interested in looking at the same thing to see how we can help ourselves and help our community.
My name is Marcus Kurek. I am a physical therapist and psychotherapist specializing in traumatic stress and chronic conditions, chronic pain conditions. I've noticed with myself I have a lot of different kinds of dysfunction on a skin level, lipomas being one of them, a lot of mucus discharges, skin rashes that are clearly affected by diet, but it's never consistent for me, something I can't really pick out. So it's not like I can say that dairy definitely affects this every time, because it doesn't. And it seems to be also stress and mood related. On a community level, what I'm concerned with has always been is the effect of diet on our chronic conditions. And I'm more focusing on chronic pain or mental dysfunction. We always talk about feeding our bodies, but we also feed our emotional body as well. And that's really important in chronic pain conditions, because a lot of people tend to gravitate towards various food substances that may make their body a little bit more hyper-irritated or hyper-vigilant, so to speak, and they maintain a certain homeostatic balance that they feel comfortable with. And as a psychotherapist, you can be making inroads in certain ways, but yet if you're not really addressing the dietary concerns, it's being undermined by what they're doing. And a classic case in point is if you're helping work with somebody's depression and they're drinking, it's like, well, you're counterproductive there. But that's obvious. What's not so obvious is how certain fast foods, so to speak, and things of that nature, sweets, that also medicate our emotions. I think we're not really aware of how it affects our emotional body. And so from a community perspective, I like to try to bring that to light, of how food affects our emotional well-being, chronic physical conditions as well as our mental conditions.
I'm Kathleen Henningsen. I'm a bilingual teacher of 30 years with Spanish and English. On a personal basis, I'd like to get rid of the asthma I picked up 4 years ago when my husband left. And through the divorce, I didn't have any asthma before that, and then I did. And through trying to change my diet and take out some dairy and some carbohydrates, I've gotten my asthma medicine kicked down to a lower level, but it still flares up when I get emotional. Like Marcus said, I'm one of those people who gravitate towards the wrong foods as a comfort level. It's been very hard to start moving away from chocolate and coffee. I had my thyroid taken out for cancer when I was 28. And so I don't have bursts of energy. So when I tire out, my body is on a paced medicine. I self-med with things that will give me a boost up, and then the insulin crashes me down, and then I just sort of get torpid, and then I get upset with myself because I can't keep pushing on it. On a community basis, what I'm looking forward to is being able to help impact how school parties work with students, because lots of times as school celebrations happen, the sugar level goes way up, and it's really scary to see the younger kids. It's like seeing kittens on catnip when you get around with Halloween or Valentine's Day or some of those events, and maybe to try to impact that way.
Hi, I'm Danielle Jarvis. Work for the Denver Indian Health as a registered nurse. I'm the diabetes case manager. I would like to learn more information about nutrition, knowing that diabetes is an epidemic in America or in the world now. But on a personal level, I've been experiencing a lot of dry skin, and I don't know if it's a change from Montana to Denver, but as well as having a lot of mental confusion, poor coordination, mental flustering, I think. I don't know. So I don't know if that may be attributed to food, and my weight is a problem. So community level wise, I would love to pass on the information that I've learned to my clients and give them better, some healthy information on their diet and what they can do to, prevent diabetes and control their diabetes.
My name's Lauren McNitt, and for personal reasons, I'm here because I've been on a continuous weight gain since I went back to graduate school, and it just has gone on and on, and for a long time it didn't seem to affect me too terribly, but I've accumulated all of the health issues that you might expect from that: high blood pressure, high cholesterol, aches and pains. But the aches and pains are also, I have a recurring autoimmune problem, which is not really a big problem, but I think contributes to the aches in my joints. So I want to feel better, I want to lose weight. And then for the community, when I began to do some reading about where our concept of the food pyramid came from, and how it was pretty much pulled out of thin air, and started thinking about changes in the health of the nation instead of just my own health, I guess it never occurred to me that I could do anything about it. But then along came Shelley, who said, well, maybe we can do something about it, and maybe we can help people learn how to eat better and improve their health that way. So that's my story.
Well, my name is Daquan Mack, and I'm a program coordinator at a small foundation in Denver. I think I'm here because I'm still pretty young and just been having, I guess, just kind of leading just a typical lifestyle of a young person, just eating out all the time. And it's like catching up to me. I think in high school I was really active, and in college I was really active and playing sports. And now that I'm done with school, it's just kind of been, I got my first job and I was like sitting down all day and my weight just kept increasing. And then even now my weight is increasing. So it's been like, okay, since I'm not as active and since a lot of the bad habits you form when you're young follow you to when you get older, I kind of want to avoid, you know, having like the heart disease or diabetes or a lot of the things that typically, you know, can catch up to you if you're not really taking care of yourself when you're young. So I think that's my personal motivation, I guess, get more information, learn how to take better care of myself. And I guess as far as for community, since a lot of what's coming down the pipe as far as for grants that people are interested in applying for, it's definitely been around community health issues and making sure that I can understand enough about it to provide enough technical assistance to the grantees and just the community so that they are informed. And as I said last week, kind of just creating a better alternative to like McDonald's and just the fast food nation, just with this type of information. And with media being huge for young people, I think putting out the right information is definitely going to be effective. So that's why I'm here.
I'm Tiffany Binder, and I'm a naturopathic physician, and I've been working with Dr. Rosedale for about 5 years, and I'm here to assist in disseminating information to all of you to help you to get what you need as far as education to attain your goals, your personal goals, and also to help educate you as much as possible to take this information on to the areas that you're involved with to disseminate the information further.
My name is Johanna Bach, and I feel that I can attest to that a holistic way of eating definitely had a great impact on my life. And I had developed an autoimmune condition called Sjogren, and by dealing with a holistic doctor, and my medical doctor agreed to allow this to go on and assured me that if it wasn't working, he was on my side too. And it was remarkable. I have managed to, in using that information, keep the Sjogren certainly where my eyes don't blister. I feel that this diet will work for my body changing older too. So I would like to try the diet, and I would like to encourage everyone to try a different way. It really does work, and food is your best medicine if we can get to that point. So, but when your body changes, your food has to change too. Okay.
I think Marcus mentioned too that one of his goals is to try and clear up some confusion about diet, and that certainly is one of my goals. One of my main life missions really is to try and help clear up confusion about diet. And I also want to mention that I'm here for selfish reasons. I've been treating patients mostly through nutritional approaches for most of my adult professional career, and it became pretty apparent a couple of years ago that on an individual basis I can make just a very limited amount of help teaching one person at a time. My goal really is no less than to change the way medicine is practiced in this country and to influence people on a global scale. And we do that with little steps, and this is one of the little steps. I want to show you as best I can be accomplished, and I will describe the science. I want to take into account what everybody has said and what they want to try and accomplish. Cholesterol control was among that, diabetes, weight control, confusion, autoimmune disease was a common denominator in many people, and we're going to address all of those. And I want to show you that they all have very fundamental and very similar and common underpinnings, and that they're all literally symptoms of the underlying disease of aging. You mentioned as you're getting older, many people said, as we're getting older, we're gaining weight. As we got older, we got autoimmune disease. You know, we're afraid as we get older, we might get heart disease. The common denominator is getting older. I can't prevent you from being a day older tomorrow, but we can help slow down the damage that's associated with that day older. And that's what we want to talk about. And I would be very appreciative if you would help disseminate this knowledge. What we want to do is we want to teach as many teachers. You know, the way to make a big dent is to teach the teachers so that the teachers then can pass it down and it can continue to spread that way. But it's really the knowledge that we're after. And I'm not really treating you. I'm just discussing. I'm just trying to pass on knowledge that I've accumulated over the years on what I feel works best. And I'm going to give you the reasons why.